Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
If you participated in the Federal Farm Safety Net, there's a deadline straight ahead. This coming Wednesday, January 15th, is the deadline to report acres to your FSA office. Scott Biggs is the state executive for the FSA, Farm Service Agency in Oklahoma. And we caught up with him this last Friday to get the details on this deadline.
Right now we have the January 15th acreage reporting deadline is upon us. We got a lot of producers who haven't had a chance to come in the office yet, report their acres, but that deadline is January 15th. You can call and make an appointment in a local office, and they'll get you in as quick as we can.
Now, as long as they make an appointment, they're good, right?
Yes, sir. As long as they made an appointment, made an attempt to come in, we'll make every effort we can to get their acres reported and make them eligible for programs moving on.
This is our 2019 crop year we're talking about.
Yes, this was from the final planting date of last year. This is for the reporting acres moving forward. For your ARC PLC program, sign-up deadline's in March. This is the reported acres for that program as well.
So that they're essential to be able to then sign up for the 2019-2020 program, right?
Yes, the eligible acres, acres reporting. We have to have this acres reporting done to make you eligible for other programs that are coming.
Scott Biggs with the Farm Service Agency. Now, not only is January 15th a big day for you to get your reported acres into FSA, it's also the day that's been set this coming Wednesday morning for the signing of the Phase 1 deal between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Liu will be in Washington to participate in the signing ceremony for that partial trade agreement between the two nations. The deal will boost U.S. agricultural commodity shipments to China in exchange for the White House cutting back on some of the existing tariffs on Chinese goods. President Trump has said China will buy as much as $50 billion worth of agricultural goods every year within the next couple of years. However, Beijing still hasn't confirmed any of those numbers as of yet. A deputy ag minister quoted by a Chinese magazine last week says this country has no plans to change its grain import quota system. Politico saying trade analysts point out that can make it extremely difficult for Beijing to meet U.S. demands. The other fact that makes many economists skeptical is that most U.S. agricultural products China has ever, the most agricultural products that the Chinese have ever purchased at this point, $26 billion back in 2012. President Trump recently indicated that he'll be heading to Beijing to begin talks on phase two of an agreement, but a spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce didn't provide any additional details on potential talks down the road. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
And that's a look at our agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.